your Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the whole world. This was the first census while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so all went to be enrolled, each to his hometown. And Joseph went up from Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the place where travelers lodged. Now there were shepherds in that locality, living in the region and keeping night watch over their flocks. Suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy to be for all the people. For this day in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in high heaven, peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't you sometimes get the feeling today that our world is a mess? We seem to turn in the quest for peace, and there are these crazy terrorists who take the lives of innocent people and break the boundaries of peace. And then we encounter these mass killings in America. And there's a drug epidemic that is claiming the lives of our young people. And we begin to ask, what kind of a mess are we in? I looked particularly at 5 o'clock mass last night with all these young parents here with children. Those kids don't sit still for 10 seconds. And those parents are trying to balance nurturing and nourishing that child with a job, with keeping the household going. You have to be exhausted. And there have to come times when you say to yourself, what happened to my life? It seems like it's a mess today. Or maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's not what you wanted it to be. Or maybe it's already broken and there's anger and resentment and bitterness and everything's a mess. And whenever you think your life is a mess, think about what happened on this morning. We romantically look at that crib over there. There was nothing romantic about this. Scripture scholars tell us Mary was probably 13 years old. Nazareth had less than 150 people. In a little Jewish village, everybody knows everybody's business. And suddenly this unmarried girl is pregnant. And then in her 9th month, they have to go to Bethlehem for the census. Bethlehem is 70 miles from Nazareth, and we popularly see Mary sitting on a donkey. There's nothing in the scriptures that says that. That was added later. She walked 70 miles, 9 months pregnant. And then they get there and there's no room for them. A stable was nothing more than a lean-to on the side of the house. It'd be like pitching a pup tent in this weather. I've been in Bethlehem this time of year. It's bitter, biting cold and damp. And there's a wind that blows all the way across the Mediterranean that bites and chills you to the bone. And then at 9 months pregnant, Mary has to put up with the smell of those animals. What a mess. But that's where God was. And that's where God is. In the mess of my life, and your life. Pope Francis said recently that God is present in every human being, whether that person is virtuous or not, All he's doing is waiting for us to accept his invitation. And so whenever you think things are a mess, remember that God is there. For behold, I announce to you good tidings of great joy. For born to us this day in the city of David is a Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen.